Our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat highlights a story about force majeure and our H-Power garbage to energy plant. Editor Chad Blair on the line today. How's your Monday going?
Pretty good. Catherine, yourself?
Very good. You know, I have to confess, force majeure is one of my favorite words.
Or two words, I guess, more accurately.
Yeah.
If my French translation is accurate, superior force, is that the way you translate
it? Yes, the act of God. And I learned about it through one of those long and boring city council meetings decades ago when we were talking about H-Power plant and we were talking about rail.
We are, in fact, today talking about H-Power and the city council as well, where force majeure came up. You know, I think it was just not more than a week or so ago, you and I spoke about Marcel Honoré's story on the trouble, the challenge the city has in sending Opala to H-Power, specifically the Covanta Honolulu Resource Recovery Venture. That's the power plant out in West Oahu that burns trash converted into energy for Hawaiian Electric. And Marcel's story was, since COVID hit town, now it's over 2 months now, tourism has dropped significantly, and so has the amount of trash that the city is producing, about a 15% drop that works out to about 5 tons less than we were on schedule to put into H-Power. Well, here's the problem. If the city doesn't meet a certain level, 800,000 tons a year in trash going into H-Power, it actually has to pay money to make up that difference. That is something in the contract, which brings us to force majeure. And this is something that, because of the story that ran, the city council was asking the director of environmental services, you know, what's the deal here? Well, it turns out Hawaiian Electric called the city and said, did you know about the force majeure clause? If there is an act of God, some sort of extraordinary event, the city is no longer liable to pay that money. And that appears to be the case where we are now.
So that gave us a break.
It seems to. It also absolves Hawaiian Electric from liability as well. Now, there are some catches. How long does this force majeure, or in this case, COVID, last? That's really hard to estimate, especially going forward, you know, with the economic challenges that we're facing. If it's longer than 270 days, there appears to be an opportunity for the city to opt out of the contract. In the meantime, the city has also got to produce weekly reports to say, you know, where are we on this? How much trash is going in there? So it's unclear how long this is going to last, but this, at least for now, seems to give the city a break.
Well, you know, it's funny because when I first read that story, I was really astounded how much garbage we produce. You know, it's tied to our tourism industry. So those numbers were really staggering.
Yeah, interestingly enough, we have another story up from Claire Caulfield, and she reports on environmental things. And that particular story focuses on recycling. Where do we send our recycling? So even as we push to try and recycle as much as possible, by the way, I'll just give you the answer. It's California primarily that we send our recyclable trash. As much as we've been trying to recycle more and more, right? We have the blue bins, everybody separates and so forth. In fact, we still produce a heck of a lot of trash. And the city has fallen short over the last 6 years, to the tune of about $2.7 million, money that it has had to pay to both Hawaiian Electric and then also to pay to Covanta. So it's a big financial loss. So it's kind of an irony, right? We're supposed to try and recycle more. We're supposed to produce less trash. And at the same time, we're going to be penalized financially for not making enough trash thanks to COVID.
Right. And I know in talking with Lori Kaikina, the director of Environmental Services, she has said that, yeah, it seems crazy. And you know, she wants more, I guess, flexibility to be able to manage that. And I know I recycle, but I also have been putting more stuff in my garbage can. So it does get burned to kind of help us out.
You know,
right?
And here's another kind of funny twist about the whole thing. The city council, some members proposed, what if we allow people that make what's known as chipped wood debris that normally is deposited in the landfill, the PVT landfill that's also out there, that's construction and demolition debris. What if we gave a waiver to waive that $91 tipping fee so that you could then take that stuff and put it in H-Power? In other words, to make up the deficit of trash. Well, Kahikini said, no, we're not going to do that. If we do that, other tippers are going to want some sort of benefit as well, and that's not going to be fair.
Right. Sense of fairness there. All right. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was politics and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. You can read Marcel Henry's story online at civilbeat.org.